On Friday, Expo 2015 gets underway in Italy's Milan, and the Czech Pavilion is ready to open its door to the public. The main theme this year is Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life. When I spoke to Expo's Czech Commissioner Jiří František Potužník, I started by asking how this theme was reflected in the Czech exhibition.
Well, we decided only 2 years ago that we will not beat Italian pasta with Czech dumplings, so we decided to bring the Czech patents and innovation, which are anyhow linked with the theme you mentioned, and which can show that the Czechs and the Czech scientists are very unique and very competitive in a frame of world. So we will bring nanotechnology, purifying water without the energy or infrastructure. We will bring the gene codes of plants, which were discovered by the Czech scientists. We will bring the very unique project of Prague Zoo, which is focused on the preservation or saving of threatened animal species around the world. So we would like to show that the Czech Republic, Czech scientists, are able to care about molecule of water, about cells, but as well about the planet as the biggest cell in the universe.
What are the biggest highlights of the Czech pavilion for the tourists visiting?
We have one magnet permanently displayed in the national part of the exhibition, and this is the only known Latin fragment of Dalimil's Chronique, made in northern Italy in 14th century for Charles IV. So we do believe that it's going to be sort of a magnet for the visitors, especially from Italy, because it shows that the relations between Czech Republic and Italy, especially northern part, are extremely good and extremely long.
The Italian media have listed the Czech pavilion among the 5 most interesting places which the visitors should see. What exactly did they highlight?
Well, they highlight that the Czech pavilion reflects the theme, Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life, even with the construction. We brought the modular building, which is very easy to be constructed or built, and after the expo, deconstructed and used for other purposes somewhere else. So we have a pavilion with a 100% efficiency, let's say, but with a zero ecological impact. So that's first. And then they mentioned that we will bring something what originally were dedicated for expo, because this was the platform in the past for a science, for industry and for culture. And the Czech exhibition is based on that.
Finally, being a Czech pavilion, you cannot forget beer. Can you tell me more
absolutely.
About the so-called Beer Gate? What is it?
Yeah. Actually, the Beer Gate is a project with Ireland, which is just in the front of us. And we would like to offer to the visitors in an Italian premiere drafted pilsner directly from tanks. I guess that the people living in Prague or in Czech Republic, they are very familiar with that. But in Italy, it's something unknown. And we do believe that if we are able to provide in a very unique way the drafting of beer, that it will attract even visitors who are more used to drink wine. So we are going to change this habit in northern Italy. And after the expo, they will drink Czech beer, not the Italian wine.